No time is a good time to get leukemia, but for Kara Middleage, the timing couldn't have been worse. The diagnosis came just weeks into her senior year at Bernards High School.
Obviously, it upset me at first because I realized, like, I wasn't going to be there for possibly one of, like, the funnest years of high school.
Kara has a good attitude, and she's taken it in stride, juggling chemotherapy and college applications at the same time. She says having the Valerie Fund at her side has made it seem doable.
They've made it really important to make sure that if I want to go to a dance, or if I want to go to something at school, you know, I say I want to go.
Keeping normalcy in the lives of the young patients here is a goal of the Valerie Fund. It means they can keep their focus where it should be.
I want to study elementary education, and I think I'm focused on getting to college.
Kara has been accepted to Trinity College and will attend in the fall. John Metaxas, WCBS 880 News. Having cancer is hard enough, but when you're a kid, it can be terrifying. That's why the people of the Valerie Fund are committed to making cancer treatments as kid-friendly as possible. It makes a real difference to 9-year-old cancer patient Claire Silverstein.
I like it a lot. It's very encouraging, and it makes me feel good about myself.
And feeling good about yourself can be crucial to recovery. Claire's mother, Veronica.
Never once does she complain about coming here. You know, it's not a thing where we get up in the morning and she's not interested in coming to get her treatment.
Stephanie Schmidt is the mother of Jake, another young patient.
I just think that they have such a compassion, just a kindness, caring. They truly treat every child like it is their own child.
At the Valerie Fund, they believe to truly heal children, they must treat the whole patient. John Metaxas, WCBS 880 News.